أربعة للبودكاست.
Have you ever felt like the world is changing faster than you can keep up? In this age of rapid technological advancement and ever-changing industries, the ability to adapt and learn continuously has never been more critical. Without continuous learning, there is the risk of failing behind, missing out on new opportunities, and feeling stuck in a constantly shifting landscape. Hello, hello! This is Hanan Dahri, and welcome to Skill Up Startup Podcast, produced by Arba Network for Podcasts. What is continuous learning? Continuous learning is an ongoing educational experience that expands far beyond a single workshop or a seminar. By routinely seeking out learning opportunities, you reinforce what you have learned, build up in your knowledge base, and identify new topics to explore. In today's fast-paced world, you need more than just what you learned in school or during initial training. The world constantly changes, with new technologies, industries, and challenges always emerging. So, continuous learning is crucial because it allows you to adapt and thrive in this ever-evolving environment. It empowers you to stay up to date with the latest developments in your field, improve your problem-solving abilities, and remain competitive in the job market. Moreover, it enhances personal growth, boosts confidence, and opens up new personal and professional advancement opportunities. Why is continuous learning important for entrepreneurs? Motivational speaker Jim Rohn once said that the world's most successful people are lifelong learners. They understand that an ongoing education is their own responsibility. He said, formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. Change is the only constant in the ever-evolving business world, and learning is the key to stay relevant and competitive. Markets change, technology advances, and unexpected events such as the COVID-19 pandemic come along and upend the status quo. Companies have no choice but to adapt, and continuous learning helps them achieve this. Whether it's adopting new technologies, pivoting during unexpected crises, or adjusting to industry changes, a continuous learning culture prepares the workforce for future challenges. Adaptability isn't the only reason why constant learning matters. It can also improve innovation and employee engagement. Next, we deep dive into the benefits of continuous learning for entrepreneurs, how it can propel your small business, solopreneurship, or service-based business to new heights. So stay tuned. As an entrepreneur, the journey to success is an ever-evolving process. In a rapidly changing business landscape, the ability to adapt, innovate, and stay ahead of the curve of burnout. This is where the concept of continuous learning comes into play. Drawing inspiration from real-life entrepreneurs, insightful books, and unconventional strategies will delve into actionable insights that will transform the way you approach learning and accelerate your entrepreneurial journey. But how? First of all, embrace the growth mindset. The foundation of continuous learning is embracing a growth mindset, a belief that talents and abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. When you view challenges as opportunity for growth and approach learning with an open mind, you unlock your full potential as an entrepreneur. I give you an example. Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx, had no prior experience in the fashion industry, but approached every obstacle as chance to learn and improve. Her growth mindset and relentless pursuit of knowledge led to the creation of a billion-dollar brand. Yes. Make some research about Sarah Blakely and see her success story about her brand Spanx. As an actionable tip I give to you to embrace the growth mindset is to foster this mindset by seeking out new challenges, taking risks, and reframing failures as valuable learning experience. Embrace a lifelong learner mentality and see setbacks as stepping stones to success. The second way to approach learning is to stay curious and seek diverse perspectives. How? Continuous learning involves nurturing curiosity and seeking out diverse perspectives. By expanding your knowledge base and exposing yourself to different ideas and experiences, you gain a broader understanding of the world and uncover innovative solutions to business problems. The example is Elon Musk. Yes, Elon Musk, the visionary behind SpaceX and Tesla, attributes his success to his voracious appetite for reading. He consumes a diverse range of books to gain insights from various disciplines and applies them to his ventures. So, as an actionable tip to approach the continuous learning is to read books, articles, and blogs on a variety of different subjects, both within and outside your industry. Engage in conversations with experts, attend conferences, and participate in online community to gain diverse perspectives and challenge your assumptions. The third way is to cultivate a learning network. So, building a network of like-minded individuals who are also committed to continuous learning can greatly enhance your entrepreneurial journey. Surrounding yourself with supportive mentors, peers, and industry experts provides valuable insights, accountability, and a platform for exchanging ideas. So, try to join entrepreneurial communities, attend network events, and seek out mentors who can guide you on your journey. Engage in meaningful conversations, share knowledge, and offer support to create a strong learning network. Another way to approach continuous learning is to embrace unconventional learning methods. What does this mean? Continuous learning doesn't have to be limited to traditional educational settings. Embrace unconventional learning methods such as experimental learning, gamification, and mentorship to acquire practical skills and insights. In the book, The Lean Startup, Eric Ries emphasized the importance of learning throughout experimentation and validate learning. So entrepreneurs are encouraged to test their ideas quickly, gather data, and iterate based on customer feedback. So, you can engage in hands-on projects, seek out internship, and participate in online courses or workshops that offer practical knowledge and skills. Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone and embrace new learning experience. The fifth way to improve your continuous learning is to apply and iterate. Learning is most valuable when it is applied and integrated into your entrepreneurial journey. Continuously apply the knowledge and insights you gain to refine your strategy, improve your products or services, and make data-driven decisions. As tip to apply in your journey to improve more your continuous learning is to implement a feedback loop by gathering customer insights, tracking key metrics, and conducting regular evaluations. Use this information to make informed decisions, adapt your strategies, and iterate on your business to meet evolving customer needs. Coming up next, we reveal some expert tips on how to support continuous learning in your company. Don't miss out! The first strategy is to identify learning gaps. Before implementing continuous learning, it's a good idea to identify learning gaps in your organizations. A learning gap is a difference between what a learner should have learned and what they did learn. Pinpointing learning gaps will help you see where there is a lack of engagement in your trainings program and allow you to revise your learning objectives. I give you some examples or types of learning gaps, such as knowledge gaps. Learners haven't had exposure to the right information or haven't learned it properly. Also, skill gaps. So employees lack the skills to do their jobs right. Also, motivation gaps. Learners are not motivated at all to learn. Or environmental gaps. The environment learners are in is not conducive to learning. Perhaps also communication gaps. There are communication breakdowns in your training programs, whether during planning or execution. So it's a good idea to get your employees' feedback. What do they wish they were learning? Which training doesn't feel relevant to their work? Are they motivated? And if not, why not? Once you know what areas to focus on, you can start building the appropriate training courses and strategies. Second strategy is to encourage learning. You have identified the gaps, planned your training program, and decided to prioritize professional development and learning in your company. What's next? Next is the time to motivate employees to learn and take learning seriously. A powerful way to do this is to lead. If learning doesn't seem to be a priority for the managers and senior staff, why would anyone else bother? Most importantly, however, is to give employees time and resources to learn. Learning takes time, even micro-learn. If your employees can't even take 10 minutes off their schedules to complete a micro-learning module, there won't be any learning happening, let alone continuous. The third strategy is to make learning engaging. Learning leads to engaged workers, but there is a catch. Learning has to be engaging to reap the reward. If not, knowledge retention suffers. And before you know it, all those learning gaps open up again. To avoid this, make learning relevant and meaningful. Think carefully about learning experience design and avoid overwhelming learners with information overload. The fourth strategy is to use incentives. Incentivize learning to make it more engaging and keep motivation high. Small tokens of appreciation for top learners will go a long way and stir up some healthy competition too. Inspired by video games, learning experience designers use achievements, badges, high scores and leaderboards to reward employees for completing training activities. It's up to you how far this goes. For example, a certain number of points could lead to a tangible prize like a voucher or financial reward or simply a shootout on your corporate communication tools. These points could be considered during the selection process for internal promotions. In closing, continuous learning is essential for entrepreneurs to improve their skills and expand their knowledge. By engaging in ongoing learning opportunities, entrepreneurs can stay up to date with the latest industry trends and best practices. This allows them to enhance their abilities and become more proficient in their chosen field. As entrepreneur Brian Tracy once said, those people who develop the ability to take forms of knowledge that they can apply to their work and to their lives will be the remover and shakers. Embrace the power of continuous learning and unlock your full potential as an entrepreneur. That's all for this episode. Thanks a lot for listening. If you enjoyed it and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Hanin Dahri, as well as you can follow Arba'a on Instagram also. Thanks again. Me, Hanin Dahri, was with you in preparing and presenting this episode, proofreading, directing, and sound engineering by Mr. Ahmed Meher. See you next time. Bye-bye.